talking about a home,
talking about a home,
talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say at
home, talking about a home,
not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home, yeah. I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home, talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker, and also special thanks to the great Chris Isaac. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 28th through the 30th at Patriots. Today we've got a great show lined up. We'll be talking to Greenberg with Linda Greenberg in Design, Scott Way, Cassie West with Gateway Supply, John Harrison with Connor 3 Home Builders, finally Zach Plouf, Cabinet I. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Design Magazine? It's a spring issue. We've got 4 great special features. On the cover is Carrie Morey. She's Charleston entrepreneur, reflects on the growth of Callie's Hot Little Biscuit and the renovation of her. Got an awesome wallpaper feature. Local designers, tailors, Ray Benko and Chelsea of Magnolia demonstrate how wallpaper can define space from the ground up. Also, our spring issue is our annual bathroom showcase. So we've got over 70 local projects to cruise and get great ideas for. Best thing about it is tell you exactly what contractors were involved in a project so you can contact them if you like the look and go ahead and hire them to create your bathroom. And then finally, we have a here on Woodhouse Spa's new location downtown at 41. But I did mention the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we're going to have a Charleston Fall luxury home tour to go along with that. We have a lot of building professionals who listen to the radio show, so if you own one of those home companies and you're interested in displaying at the Charleston Home, the Charleston Fall Home Show, that's happening August 28th through the 30th. We had a great show at Patriots Point this past January, despite the icy weather. Great day Friday and Saturday, and Sunday wasn't too bad either. But stay home. But it's going to be in the same spot, Patriots Point, Pleasant, and a lot of people from Sullivan's Island and Isle of Palms and Mount Pleasant and Daniel Island. So if you own a home related business and are interested in displaying, give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. How are you, Linda?
I'm great, Tim. It's always great to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you. Linda, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design.
Well, I've been in business for about 30 years. Love what I do. I have a fantastic team, and we do anything that you can imagine to make your outdoor spaces absolutely functional first and beautiful. We want it to be like a sanctuary that you can enjoy and jump off the merry-go-round anytime. We concentrate on working very closely with clients to make their gardens beautiful extensions of their home and lifestyle.
Very good. And how long have you been helping homeowners with their front, back, and side yards?
Well, I started in 1996, and it was just me. That's why it's such a long name, Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Because it literally was just me and a truck and some tools and boots. And I still, to this day, whether I'm going to a gala or I'm going to go work, I have work gloves and pruners in the back of my car today, even.
Oh, good for you.
So, since 1996, yeah, and I absolutely love what I do. Like I said, it's really fun to show up, whether it's just making gardens more healthy again. A lot of people, after the winter months, you know, they really need this. Spring is very tempting, and this is the best time of year to get your garden back in a good, healthy condition, and then, of course, making it beautiful with gorgeous spring blossoms.
Mm-hmm. And Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have won a few awards over the years, right?
Yes, Tim. I'm actually very proud of that. I have been, it's called Best of Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, is a platform that I've been on for, I think I have won Best of Houzz since 2014 every year. And it's pretty difficult to win that. It's a criteria. You can't buy it. You have to earn it, which is great. And then, of course, many other accolades that I've won. And I've spoken to garden groups and teach students. And matter of fact, I have an upcoming symposium in October at Charlestown Landing that will have about 150 students that are trying to get their credits for horticulture or master gardening programs. So I'm super excited about it. I always like paying it forward because gardening is my passion. So it's more than a career. It's truly a passion.
Well, talk about some of the projects that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design has been involved with that you're particularly proud of.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'd like to say every project I'm involved with, I really enjoy working with a client closely to, achieve what their goals are in mind. So some of my favorites, one of the biggest ones I've done, and not just big, just because it's big, but the clients were wonderful, but it was a complete transformation of a space in John's Island. Originally were going to be putting in a swimming pool and an outdoor kitchen and a pavilion and that type of things. But we worked with them quite a bit to have this extraordinary extension of their homes. We added a screen porch, an elevated screen porch, and two beautiful conversation areas. They have a large family and, of course, a putting green with a fire pit and a water feature, which I personally don't feel any garden is complete without a water feature or a fire pit. Mm-hmm. So that would be one of my favorites. Most of my gardens that I've worked with in my entire career do involve hardscapes and the elements like focal points like oversized planters or sculptures and the like.
Where does it all start? The homeowner gives Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design a call, and what are the steps?
That's a great question. Absolutely. The first call is connection for them to call me or email me. My phone number is 704-995-7173. I'm from Charlotte, but I've made Charleston my home since 2013. And then once I meet with them, it usually starts with an on-site consultation that takes at least 1 hour and sometimes two or three. Each client is different. It's a custom. Every garden is custom and curated for that particular garden and client. And so many things to consider, like the architecture, the lifestyle. Do they have children, pets? What's their borrowed view, that type of thing. So when I meet with them, we do, I do like a little sketch, and I'm very old school. I bring a pad and I show pictures of what I've done and some ideas of things I haven't done yet that I'd like to do in their gardens, because each one speaks to me differently. I'm kind of a garden whisperer in that fact. I can envision what a garden is going to look like in 10 or 15 or 20 years in its mature state, which is a great benefit to me. But yeah, it starts with that phone call, and then we do a landscape design. Usually that's to scale, especially for people who are in an HOA or an architectural review board situation. They're going to need that, and that is accompanied by a plant key that gives the size, type, and quantity of plants. And then it's a per line item to include like outdoor lighting and irrigation and hardscapes like patios and outdoor kitchens and swimming pools and the like.
Hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. So the homeowner's not going to have to be calling a bunch of different contractors. They can call Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and whatever they want to do in their outside space, that's whether it's hardscape or outdoor lighting or pergolas or anything.
That's right.
And that's, yeah, that goes way beyond just the plantings, and you handle it all.
It is. It's a one-stop shop. I love working with the client from design to completion, but I can do any or all of that process. 99% of my clients, I am involved from point A to Z, but I love gardening and I love helping people to learn how to take care of their garden as well. It's a pretty beautiful situation where the client and I become pretty good friends because it's such a personal space. I mean, anytime anyone's in your home or your garden space, it has to be a reflection of them. So it is a very personalized and curated space, and that's important. And I think it shows in the end results. My gardens, I'm very proud of them. I think of them almost as if they're my own garden, because that collaborative effort between me and the client is so important, and it will be reflected in the garden.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I understand that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, you folks have a new podcast that you've launched.
Yes, Tim, I'm super excited. It was just launched a couple of days ago, and people can check me out on Spotify and YouTube. And the name of my podcast is Southern Gardens Podcast. And of course, my name is Linda Greenberg, in case anything, if they're trying to Google me. But it's Southern Gardens Podcast, both on Spotify and YouTube. Please check me out.
Oh, the congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And your husband is part of the team. I imagine he helped to put that podcast together, huh?
He actually has put the entire podcast together, along with, I have a social media expert. Her name is Avery Yestel, and Avery's helped us so much. My husband does he is my director of operations, so he takes care of all the behind the scenes so I can put my magic into the garden design and the installation process. We're on the podcast. We're going to be interviewing people from all over the world, not only just locals, which I think is exciting, but also, just whether it's Europe or a lot of people liking European influences. So I do have a few people that I'm talking to about that, but also the common everyday person, you know, like how grows in your garden, what have you done to make it spectacular, some lighting pros, stonemasons, a water feature expert, which is another big thing as well. So yes, I'm super excited about it.
Well,
fingers crossed,
great,
on that one.
Well,
thank you.
And how can folks get more information about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design?
The best thing for them to do is either call me at the 704-995-7173 or to reach me through email at linda@lglandscapes.net. And my website is www.lindagreenberglandscapedesigns.com.
And you can always find Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you, Tim. You're the best. Have a great day, love.
And now we're talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. Scott, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charlestown Plumbing.
So Charlestown Plumbing is a small, locally owned company. Owners live in the area. We cover a wide range of plumbing and water treatment, from pipelining, sewer cleaning, sewer pumps, your regular household, plumbing needs, fixtures, faucets, any repairs. We also do camera inspections, pipelining, and water filtration.
Mm-hmm.
We cover a wide gamut of topics in the plumbing field.
Just about anything to do with water.
Just about.
Well, if you're a homeowner, there's a few things that you definitely have to do. You really need a go-to electrician, and you most definitely need a go-to plumber. And so I hope our listeners today will listen closely to the interview, and in case they have to get out of their car before we finish the interview. Scott, can you give us the phone number for Charlestown Plumbing? Because everybody, if you're a homeowner and you do not have a go-to plumber, you might as well make Charlestown Plumbing your go-to plumber. So go ahead and give your contact information right now before we go any further.
Sure. You give us a call at Charlestown Plumbing, which is 843-212-4111. Or if you have any other questions, you could email us also at info@charlestownplumbing.com, and town has an E on the end of it.
Right, and Charlestown, there's two separate words.
All one word. Charlestown.
All one word. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, sir.
And give the phone number one more time.
843-212-4111.
Okay, and you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. All right, Scott. Well, let's talk one of those many services that Charlestown Plumbing offers is water filtration. And why is that important for a homeowner to think about versus just using the regular tap water that they have?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, but the quality of water that's coming out of your faucet is very important, just health-wise. I know the cities and the towns do their best to treat the water. Typically, they do treatment through injection, which is injecting chlorine and anything to kill any bacteria in the water. A lot of studies have shown over time that leaving that stuff in the water as you're consuming it leads to a lot of health problems. So at Charlestown Plumbing, we would come out and do a full water test analysis, and then we design the right treatment for your typical water situation. There's also a page that everybody could go online and look up. It's EWG.org, which is just a government agency, Environmental Water Group. And you simply type in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of contaminants that are in the actual water, drinking water supply in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. Does Charlestown Plumbing, do you folks do a whole house water filtration system, or can you just use it for like your kitchen sink, for example?
Typically, we would do both. We usually recommend whole house filtration system so that you're cleaning all the water in the house, right? Because really, you don't want all your appliances getting filled up the calcium, the magnesium deposits that are in the water in Charleston area. Also, we offer a drinking water system, which is basically better than bottled water, and you have it on tap. So we offer both of those and usually recommend both of those when we're testing water, long as there's a need for it.
What kind of maintenance is involved with a whole house water filtration system from Charlestown Plumbing?
Typically, the system we're using right now comes with, like, I think a 10-year warranty. It comes from the manufacturer. It just requires a once-a-year maintenance, which is typically a couple $100 to come out and flush the tank and just check the levels and retest the water. A drinking water system is a little more. You have to come out and change. There's a series of filters. We use a 4-stage RO system right now. And typically you're going to change three of those filters once a year. And that typically is about a $300 cost per year.
And you said the letters RO. What does that stand for?
The reverse osmosis. So it's a permeated membrane filter that basically filters out all the contaminants in your water. Mm-hmm. All your lead, zinc, benzenes, anything like that that's in your water is going to get filtered out.
And for some of our listeners who have been in Charleston for a few decades, at least, there was a time when I moved into the Charleston area. I was living in Mount Pleasant in 1990, and you had to bring water, like water containers to fill up at different RO places in Mount Pleasant where they had reverse osmosis water that you could get. And if you didn't, you had to use what was coming out of the tap, which at the time was had kind of a greasy feel, and it was it was not the best water to drink. It had an odor to it. And I remember when I moved here in 1990, I was in my early 30s and had gone out for a night with friends and woke up like just really thirsty and had not made it down to the RO station to get my water, and had to drink some of that water, and it wasn't pleasant. And today it's completely changed, that you're getting, I guess the water systems are doing reverse osmosis to take out some of those minerals, and the stuff that makes the water smell.
Yeah, they do. You know, you got to remember the filtration plant is filtering water on a massive scale.
Right.
You know, trying to supply everybody at once. So it's probably not going through an RO system. They do have filtration systems. And like I said, typically they're injecting chlorine in there. Their main concern is to make sure it's potable by government standards, that the water's drinkable and there's no bacteria in there. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, if you ever, I know, I live up in Monk's Corner, and we had a water main break, I think like 2 weeks ago, and then they put us on a boil alert because it had, a broken line. There was a chance of contaminants getting in there. And until they retested the water to make sure the chlorine levels were good and there was no bacteria in the water, that it was safe to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So an RO just is an RO system in your house is just, you eliminate the need to buy bulky cases of bottled water from Costco or wherever else you're buying them from. You're getting better quality water out of your faucet than you would get from those bottles.
That's true. And a lot of people don't like drinking out of plastic either. So you're able to reduce that. Well, everybody should have a water filtration system just for their own health at their house just to keep everybody safe. And just a quick comment, they refer to the water that comes out of your faucet as city water, and it doesn't matter if you live in a small town or something, they still call it city water. And that, like for Charleston, the water travels about 40, 50 miles through pipelines from the Edisto River. And, if you've ever, we used to go canoeing down the Edisto River, and you see all sorts of critters in the water and stuff. And then you think, wow, that water is that's traveling through a pipeline to the treatment center. Then it's treated, and then it's traveling through pipelines underground. And those pipelines underground are probably not stainless steel. There's all sorts of, things that you hear about with those failing as well. So your clean tap water, it may be perfectly acceptable by government standards, but it's going through a lot of pipelines before it reaches your house. So that's, to me, that's the main reason why you want to have a whole house water filtration. But then also, it's also going to help make your appliances that use water last longer, right? How does that work?
Correct. Longevity, right? So you're trying, appliances are a major concern or a major expense, right? So you don't want to spend, a couple thousand dollars on a a tankless water heater, and then in a couple of years have it filled up with all kinds of calcium deposits, especially in a tankless. There's small ports in the heat exchangers in a tankless, and that's why you have to do a yearly service on all the water heaters down here to flush, you know, cleaning agents through there. Whereas if you had clean, decent water going into there, you would eliminate the need for that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
Sure. They could just give us a call. Like I said, the phone number is 843-212-4111. We actually have a Facebook page, too, Charlestown Plumbing. Or you could email us at info@charlestownplumbing.com. We could get you all set up with a water test. And we can come out, do a water test, and any other needs that you have.
And another way to help identify who Charlestown Plumbing is, you've got that cute little dolphin in your logo, right? What's the dolphin's name?
Charlie.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Charlie's Pod. Yep. Charlie the Dolphin. You'll see our vans all over Charleston.
Sure. All right. Well, we have been talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. And as I mentioned, you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Cassie West with Gateway Supply, and she is the director of showrooms in South Carolina. How you doing, Cassie?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Cassie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Gateway Supply.
Absolutely. We are a wholesale distributor that we specialize in plumbing, lighting, and HVAC. We have 18 locations throughout South Carolina and 2 in North Carolina. And we partner with builders, plumbers, designers, and homeowners. And we help by making sure they have the access to the right products and resources at every stage of their project.
Who is the perfect Gateway Supply customer?
I would say our perfect customer would be someone that values design, quality, and collaboration. We aspire to bring visions to life, and we offer expert guidance along the way.
Gotcha. And that perfect customer would be someone who is building a custom home or doing a remodel project, remodeling their kitchen or bathroom?
Yes, all the above. We welcome, you know, customers, homeowners, builders, plumbers, designers.
And I always find it kind of fun to think about when someone visits a plumbing supply showroom. You folks at Gateway Supply encourage them to sit on that toilet and to get inside the freestanding tub and things like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, being able to touch and feel the product is what it's all about.
Right, right. You got to make sure it's comfortable for you since you'll be using it for
years and years. And our consultants, you know, talk about the features and benefits, and you know, want to make sure that you really love the product, but also you're able to enjoy it and the functionality of it as well.
Tell me about a few projects that Gateway Supply is particularly proud of.
So we're proud of the custom building, the large renovations, and even the thoughtful bathroom and kitchen remodels that we work on. Mm-hmm. Mainly when, you know, someone comes in with a design in mind and we're able to take that design and make it function and seamlessly aligned.
Mm. Yeah. Your showroom consultants, they really help to guide the customer and make sure that you're not making any costly mistakes, right?
Exactly. So we're able to, you know, work with any kind of price point that you tell us about, and we're able to show you the features and benefits of those and keep you in a budget if you'd like to do that or explore, you know, all the options that you have in mind.
Mm-hmm. What comments have you heard from homeowners about Gateway?
Homeowners often rave about how welcoming and responsive we are. You know, building and remodeling can be very stressful at times, and customers continually say that we made the entire experience exciting and enjoyable.
Mm, that's good because it can be dreadful to at times as well to have to make all those decisions, especially if you are not a good decision maker like my wife.
Exactly. I mean, it's a huge investment that you're making, so you want to make sure that you're making the right choices.
So, Cassie, you are the director of showrooms. You travel around to the different showrooms around South Carolina and North Carolina for Gateway Supply. What do you love about the work you do?
I love making sure that we provide customers with just a very exciting, enjoyable experience. You know, like I said before, you know, you're making a big investment when you decide to remodel or build a home, and you want to make it enjoyable. So we want to make sure that you see the greatest innovations and greatest design, but also have someone that wants to help you and enjoys helping you and creates that whole experience.
Mm-hmm. And if you visit the Gateway Supply, or when you visit the Gateway Supply on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, you folks have many vignettes that are set up that show the different plumbing fixtures and as if you were looking at in a home setting, which that's got to help the homeowners a lot to be able to make decisions.
Oh yes, to be able to visualize it. And you know, if you see something that you like, but let's say you want it in a different finish, we're able to show you different options as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a wide variety of different options.
And some of the
plumbing, it's good to be able to touch and feel.
Right. And some of the plumbing fixtures are working fixtures, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's say you want to see the pressure of a certain shower head. We're able to show that to you in our working shower system.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite part of the Gateway Supply showroom is the dog washing station that you have. You still have that in the showroom, right?
We do. Absolutely. Definitely needed for your fur babies.
Exactly. People are making those kinds of accommodations in their homes for their pets. How long has Gateway Supply been in business?
62 years. So yeah, we opened it in 1964.
Nice. Well, you got a lot of happy customers over those years, I'm sure.
We do. A lot of lasting relationships, and you know, that's what it's all about. You know, taking care of the customer and then knowing that, you know, you can depend upon us through the whole process.
When you're helping a homeowner at the Gateway Supply showroom, what challenges do you typically have to overcome?
I think just educating, you know, the client on what they're purchasing, because we stand behind the products that we carry from beginning to end. So even if you have a problem after the fact, we help to work with the vendor to have that product warranted. A lot of times homeowners will shop online, which is a great tool. I do it as well, but they're not purchasing the same quality or you know, warranty that they're able to receive from purchasing from us.
Right. And that's and you're being kind with your words, but you're referring to the plumbing fixtures that you can buy at the big box stores, which are different from the plumbing fixtures that you buy at Gateway Supply, right?
Absolutely. And also, you know, shopping on Amazon, a lot of times those products can be refurbished.
Mm-hmm.
Wayfair, they have been returned and been used and they're already defective, and homeowners just aren't realizing what they're purchasing by shopping online a lot of times.
I've always been told that when you buy like a plumbing fixture at a big box store, oftentimes the parts are made of plastic versus
That's correct.
Brass.
Ours is solid brass construction, you know, metal insides, you know, so it's going to be a lot better quality than you're receiving from big box. Big box is mass produced.
And here's
so a wholesale distributor.
Right. So there's a lot of pressure that the big box store is putting on the manufacturer. It might be a brand that you recognize, but the big box store is saying, hey, you know, Moen, can you your faucet is too expensive, we need it to be $99. And so Moen says, okay, well, you know, we can't use brass parts, we'll use plastic. And you know, today that one of the biggest expenses is the labor that it costs to have a plumber come out to replace that plumbing fixture that you may have paid, may have saved some money up front, but it doesn't last as long as the plumbing fixtures you'll find at Gateway Supply.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You may pay a little more up front, but you're paying for quality.
Yeah, and
that's going to last.
That's going to last, and you avoid having to pay for the plumber to come out, and then you have to buy a whole new fixture as well. So, Well, I hope everyone will take the time to visit Gateway Supply on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. If you have a project, you'll get lots of great help, and you're gonna get great quality products. And what's the best way for folks to get more information about Gateway Supply?
I think the best way is just to visit our website at gatewaysupply.net. You can, you know, book your personalized appointment there and see more about who we are, and see the photos of our showrooms.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can always find Gateway Supply within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Cassie West with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Cassie.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with custom home builder John Harrison with Connor 3 Home Builders. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Connor 3 Home Builders.
Yeah, so Connor 3 Home Builders has been in business for about 12 years now. I came on board about 3.5 years ago to take over some project management and estimating. We started as a framing crew and have grown into a full general contractor. We now have 7 full in-house trades, including foundation, framing, siding, roofing, paint, interior trim. So we're unique in the sense that we own our own labor. We don't have to worry about subcontractors or managing subcontractors. A lot of our workers work directly for us. So we're very unique in that sense.
How does having your most of the trades in house, how does that benefit a homeowner?
It helps with timing. We're not reliant on other people's schedules. We control our employees' schedules. Communication, you know, we work with our guys daily, so we're able to communicate a lot easier and a lot more efficiently, and quality of work. We're not guessing who's going to be on site or what subcon, you know, if we're subbing it out, what labor is going to be sent there that day. We are controlling that. So, we know the quality of work that's going to come. We know who's going to be there. We're able to work a lot more efficiently that way.
I have to ask, how did you get your name, Connor 3 Home Builders?
Connor is the owner's last name, Benjamin Connor. He is a third generation builder in Charleston. His dad was Connor Home Builders, and Benjamin is the third. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And Connor 3 Home Builders, you folks can help homeowners if they want to build a custom home. And what about renovations? Does Connor 3 Home Builders help homeowners with remodeling?
So we kind of pride ourselves on nothing is too big or too small. I finished 2 jobs this week that were just setting a front door for a homeowner. So we can set a front door, we can install a window, we can paint your house, we can do a full kitchen or full bath remodel, we can do a full addition, or we can build you a full custom house. So we pride ourselves on nothing too big or too small. Our goal is to really make a name for ourselves, that if you need something done, you can give us a call and we can handle it for you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm looking at the Connor 3 Home Builders website, Connor3HomeBuilders.com, and some of the trades that you were referring to, you can help with framing. Do you do framing for other home builders as well, or do you stick to your own projects?
We do. So we do our own projects, but we are also subcontractors for other custom home builders as well.
Gotcha. And then also with siding, a lot of people are replacing their siding with hardy plank or another cement fiber siding. That's something that Connor 3 Home Builders can help homeowners with as well.
Correct. And that's a very common project here. 15 to 20 years ago, vinyl was really popular, and, you know, a brand of hardy that had a paper backing that, you know, starts to deteriorate. So we do a lot of houses that we remove the old siding, install new siding. And with us having siding crews and painting crews, we are able to be a one-stop shop to do everything there.
Gotcha. And a lot of times siding and windows sort of go together. Does Connor 3 Home Builders, if someone wanted their windows replaced, they can help? Can Connor 3 Home Builders help with that?
We do. Yeah, we've got multiple window vendors that we work with. So we do window replacements often.
And then interior trim, and tell our listeners what falls under the category of interior trim.
So anywhere from baseboards to full custom built-ins, we do. So we could do a new fireplace surround with built-ins, or we could come in and, if you're getting your floors replaced, and just redo your baseboards and shoe molds. We do every aspect of interior trim.
Moldings and all of the specialized work.
Any moldings, any custom built-ins, shelving, closets, pantries, mudrooms, anything like that we can handle.
Gotcha. And do you find that most of the customers of Connor 3 Home Builders, they have a plan already, or do you ever help the homeowners along the way with your suggestions?
Some come in with kind of a, you know, they've got a set mindset of exactly what they want. Some have a vision and just need help, you know, bringing it to life. And some don't really know where to start, and we can help from the very beginning on designs and what would look good. We can do 3D renderings to kind of show you what the space would look like. So we're not a full design firm, but we definitely do help homeowners with the design and to kind of see a vision before we start.
Okay. And then, Connor 3 Home Builders, you have your own paint crew in house as well?
We do. Yes, sir.
That's great. And so, if someone has just a simple, they want to paint a room, or, they want to paint the exterior of their home or all of the interior, that's something Connor 3 Home Builders can help with as well.
Correct. And, you know, with us having multiple crews, it's not, you know, we don't have to come in and do everything. But if it's just something simple like, hey, I'm selling my house and I would like you to come in and tell me what you recommend should be repainted or touched up, you know, to help with the sell of that, we could do something like that. But we can also come in and do a full exterior interior paint.
And again, I'm looking at the Connor3HomeBuilders.com website, stone and tile work. You have your own people that can help homeowners to install tile in their house if they want a new backsplash or tile in the bathroom, something like that.
We do, yeah. We do a lot of full bathroom renovations. So we have our own tile crew. We can do just bathroom floors. We can redo an entire shower with new waterproofing. We can do kitchen backsplashes. We can do everything regarding tile.
Gotcha. And roofing as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do shingle and metal roofing.
And then and then stucco. A lot of elevated homes have the concrete block foundation and the They finish it with a stucco finish, and that's something that Connor 3 Home Builders can help with.
Yes, sir. Yep, we do. A lot of foundations you can get stucco cracking, so we can do new coats of stucco as a finish coat over top of existing. But also, you know, we're doing a large project now where we're raising a house and building a new foundation underneath it, and we're going to stucco the entire exterior of the existing house. So that's another common thing now is houses getting raised in the Charleston area. If houses are used to be in a flood or were built and now they're in a flood zone and you can't make an addition to it, raising that house, building a new foundation underneath it is a kind of a common thing we're seeing as well.
Yeah, the benefit, it's expensive to do that, but the benefit is it's you've got a lot of extra space. It can't be conditioned because it is in the flood zone, but it can still be usable.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of municipalities, back in the 80s when they weren't as stringent on flood zones, these houses were built in those flood zones and you can't make additions to them anymore because that addition would be considered in a flood zone. So what we do is we elevate the house and then you can add square footage onto the existing structure.
Gotcha. And and back to stucco for a second. A lot of people, not so much now, but in the past, a lot of people had trouble with stucco and they needed it to be repaired, that synthetic stucco. Has Connor Home Builders ever helped with that?
We have. So we do... we do masonry stucco. There was a probably 15 years ago, it was becoming common for stucco to start to peel if they weren't using the right lath or weren't getting a good adhesion to CMU block that they were attaching it to. So we've had houses that we've come in and have had to scrape certain areas and reapply stucco. A lot of times we can't do a color match, so we will do a new finish over the entire area to get all of that color to match correctly.
And what parts of town does Connor 3 Home Builders typically work?
So we work everywhere. We're based in Mount Pleasant, but we have jobs from McClellanville down to Kiowa, all the way out to Ridgeville and Somerville. So we cover a large area of Charleston.
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, we just went through a pretty extensive list of services that Connor 3 Home Builders can help homeowners with, and either one aspect of those services or all of them if you're interested in building a custom home or doing a large scale remodel project. So that's pretty impressive. Well, how can folks get more information about Connor 3 Home Builders?
So we have our website at www.connor3, that's III, homebuilders.com. We also have a Facebook and an Instagram that we are trying to be pretty active on posting current projects on. So those are really the three best ways to reach out to us.
All right, great. And you can always find Connor 3 Home Builders within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with General Contractor John Harrison with Connor 3 Home Builders. Thanks so much, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. How you doing, Zach?
Hey, Tim. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Cabinet IQ.
Yeah, so Cabinet IQ, so it's a, we're located here in Charleston. So we have, kind of access to the greater Charleston area. We're located right off Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And so kind of how Cabinet IQ came about was, so it's originated out of Austin, Texas, and there's over 60 locations now within the U.S. And so the reason why Cabinet IQ was originally started, so the founder, Michael Hartel, was a custom home builder in the Texas area in Austin, and he kept running into issues with the cabinet companies that he was using, whether it would be manufacturing issues, selection issues, pricing. And so he decided to start Cabinet IQ and grow it into a franchise. And so he did that because he wanted to make sure that customers were getting great materials. So all the materials that we actually use, all the brands we have are U.S. brands. So everything is manufactured and sourced in the U.S. And then also that, that leads to getting great prices, right? We're not getting things from overseas. We are able to use, local vendors, areas like North Carolina, Missouri, Tennessee is where we get a lot of our material from. And just providing a true, comprehensive overall package to the client. So starting at design and selection to full build out of the kitchen, installation, kind of just a full scope for the clients, like a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So a homeowner is interested in remodeling their kitchen. What exactly can Cabinet IQ help a homeowner with in terms of the different parts of the kitchen?
Yeah, so basically we could help the homeowner from, you know, from the very first day, that, you know, from their first thoughts of like, hey, maybe do I want to move forward with this? What's it going to take? So we can help them figure out a full scope of, hey, here's every aspect that's going to go into remodeling your kitchen and getting it the way that you want it to be. We have multiple other trade partners that we work with, whether it's contractors. We need to take walls down, put support beams in, electricians, plumbers, everybody like that, tile guys that we can suggest to kind of get a full scope for the client before even starting. Say, hey, here's what your cost is going to be. Here's going to be your benefit. And so we can, you know, get them their full plan together before they even start.
I gotcha. And Cabinet IQ, obviously, you folks will be providing the cabinetry, and you're going to create a design for the homeowner for their newly remodeled kitchen?
Correct. Yeah. So we provide cabinets, countertops, and installation. So, you know, kind of first stop would be what we'd like to do is have the homeowner or the client that we're working with come into the showroom and see kind of the breadth of what products we have. So they can look at different door styles, colors, finishes, everything like that. They can look at different countertop options. We offer quartz, quartzite, granite, marble. We also work with a lot of local stone yards to get some of the more exotic stones as well. And so from that point, it would go into the design phase where one of our team members will go out to the client's home, do a full measure of the area, get all the dimensions that we would need, and then we create the design package with floor plans, 2D renders, and 3D renders as well.
Nice, nice. So the homeowner doesn't have to come up with a plan. They just know that they want a different kitchen, and Cabinet IQ can create the design and then start the process.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's the process is really hand in hand with the homeowner or client, because you know they're living in their home every day. And so we want to understand, you know, how they're using their kitchen, who's using the kitchen, what's kind of lacking, what do they need? And you know, we kind of go through the design process hand in hand with the client to figure out, hey, how do we optimize what you have to give you, you know, the exact end experience.
And Cabinet IQ is a franchise. And Zach, why did you decide to become a franchisee with the Cabinet IQ brand?
Yeah, so my family's been in construction since the early 50s, so I've grown up with it. I've seen my grandfather in construction, my father, and then myself. I was flipping houses for years, and it was always my favorite part was when I was doing like the kitchens, the bathrooms, because they always made the most impact, right? You can make a huge change with flooring and cabinetry and countertops, and so that's how I ended up getting into purchasing a Cabinet IQ franchise here in Charleston.
Gotcha. And what would you say the advantages of working with a franchise owner like you for Cabinet IQ versus someone who might be fabricating cabinets themselves?
Yes. So we have a really large presence now. Like I said, we have over 60 locations Cabinet IQ does within the U.S., and so we have really good relationships with all the brands that we have. So we carry 9 different brands of cabinetry currently, and they've been vetted out over years and years and years to make sure that, you know, we are working with some of the best cabinet companies in the industry from as far as product that they're producing, quality, different options as well as far as, you know, any kind of accessories that want to be added in. So we have a really good reach on getting with, you know, some of the best product within the U.S. as well as pricing. Since we have such a large presence, we have some pretty good pricing structures that we can get some really good deals on cabinetry as well, since we are, you know, working nationally with these brands.
Gotcha. And what styles of cabinet doors are really popular these days?
You know, so it's kind of, there's almost like two ends. So there's two major ones, or three major, would be like a framed cabinet, a frameless cabinet, and an inset. And what's really interesting about the Charleston area is different areas within Charleston like these different, the three different options. So if you're downtown in the more historic area, the inset option is what people tend to go to. It's very traditional. It's very, it fits the feel of downtown Charleston. Once you get to the more residential areas, the neighborhoods, people are going with the frame cabinet. It's traditional, but it's elevated. It gives you good storage options. And then you also have certain areas, you know, maybe in some of the beach towns where people like to go a little bit more modern. And that's where you'll see the frameless cabinets. So you get even more storage out of those. You get less lines. Everything looks more customly built in with those, which is a great option. A little bit more sleek, modern look.
Well, that's great. How about countertop options?
Countertop options, there's basically you go with a man-made quartz, which has really come a long way. It used to look, a little not, you could tell it was not real. Nowadays, there's so many options where you can't even really tell that it's not a real stone. And what's great about quartz is it's more durable. So it is more like heat tolerant, scratch tolerant, needs less maintenance on it. But then, natural stone always can be very popular. I personally prefer a natural stone in my homes just because I like the beauty of stone that comes naturally from the earth. So you see people that like both things for both reasons. Maybe families go for quartz because of it doesn't stain, so they don't have to worry about, kids and everything like that. And then you'll see people who are maybe looking for more of an aesthetic, more elegant feel, and they'll go with a natural stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed a lot of interior designers choosing quartz material because it can, if they want the kitchen counters to have the look of marble, no problem. But you won't have the staining or the potential cutting. Occasionally you might not have a cutting board. You might be cutting up some vegetables on the countertop, and that can cut right into the marble, which is a softer material, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, marble is something you have to be very careful with. And there's also, from an educational standpoint, there's a hard marble and a soft marble. So soft marble, you will have, be much more prone to staining, to chipping. Hard marbles, you'll be a little bit more resistant to that. But like you're saying, a lot of designers who are working with families, they are looking towards that quartz because you can get the natural look and you get the durability out of it as well.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information? One last question I wanted to ask you. Does Cabinet IQ, do you work strictly with homeowners, or what about commercial jobs like doctor's offices and things like that, or directly with builders?
Yep. So we work with everybody. So whether it's a homeowner, a contractor, builder, commercial, residential, we work with, we have products that could fit every kind of need. And then we've worked with, all different facets before as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about Cabinet IQ?
Yeah, I mean, they can visit our website, which would be cabinetiq.com, or they can give me a call at 843-256-8382, or always welcome to come into our showroom over at 2500 Clements Ferry Road. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then on Saturdays as well from 9 to 1, or by appointment is always definitely encouraged.
And you can always find Cabinet IQ within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Zach Fouth with Cabinet IQ. Thanks so much, Zach.
Hey, Tim. Thank you very much. Good talking with you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.